Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something really impactful today?
Absolutely, let's do it.
We're going to be looking at this new book.
Oh yeah.
And it's a really big deal for the counseling field.
Okay.
Especially for anyone who works with, you know, younger people.
All right, love it. Love where this is going.
So the book is called An Intersectional Approach to Counseling Children and Adolescents with Health Conditions.
Okay, just the title alone, that's a mouthful.
It is.
But it sounds really important.
It is. It's by these two professors from Fordham Graduate School of Education, Jenny Park Taylor and Merle Keitel.
Fordham, very cool. So what makes this book so groundbreaking?
Well, they're really addressing this gap, right?
Okay.
In counseling literature.
Mm-hmm.
By really focusing on the intersection of health issues, but specifically for young people.
Yeah, because we know that medical and psychological issues are so closely tied together.
They are, but it's like...
But they're often treated so separately.
Exactly.
And this book sounds like it's really tackling that head on, which is fantastic.
And it's not just, you know, an academic exercise.
Right.
This is supposed to be a very practical tool for counselors, for social workers.
100%. This book is all about giving those professionals real-world strategies to actually use these ideas in their practice when they're working with young people facing health challenges.
Now, you keep saying intersectional.
I do, because it's key.
But for those of us who maybe we don't throw that word around every day,
sure.
What's that actually mean, like in this context?
So intersectionality is recognizing that a young person's health condition, it doesn't exist in isolation, right? It's part of this web of other factors like their race, their gender, their socioeconomic status, all of these things. And these factors, they can all kind of intertwine mm-hmm. and influence how that young person experiences their health condition and how they might need support.
So it's really about treating the whole person.
Exactly. It's seeing the whole picture.
You know, there was this one quote in an article about the book.
Right.
It said, medical and psychological issues are so deeply intertwined, yet most programs teach them separately.
It's so true. It's like we're missing that connection.
And I think this book is trying to, like, bridge that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the professors themselves, they say something similar in the book.
Okay.
They say, cultivating a future generation of counseling scholars will require clinical resources that attend to the complexity and totality of the human physical, social, and psychological experience.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a big deal for Fordham.
Right? Huge. I mean, to have their professors publishing such a timely and an important book like this.
It really does speak to their commitment
mm.
to really yeah. addressing real world issues in this field.
Absolutely. It shows they're not just talking the talk, but they're walking the walk.
This deep dive really has me thinking, how can we, even if we're not counselors ourselves, support this kind of more holistic approach,
mm.
you know, to health and well-being, especially for young people?
It's a question we should all be asking. You know, this book is a call to action for all of us. Educators, policymakers, families, everyone, really. We need to start seeing the whole picture when it comes to young people and their health.
I think that's a great takeaway. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.